Norman Garrick is an associate professor of civil and environmental engineering at the University of Connecticut. He's one of the co-authors of the study.
A lot of parking policy is based on fear that the policy is going to drive away people. And what we are finding is that the exact opposite is true.
He says people don't go somewhere because it's cheap to park. They go somewhere because there's something to go to. Parking spaces are typically taxed less than other developments. So when Harford and New Haven see an increase in parking lots, that means these cities are foregoing a lot of tax money that they might have collected if they had done something else with the land. In Harford, for example, that comes to almost $22 million. Now, Garrick isn't calling for a drastic crackdown on parking lots.
What we hope from this study is that cities will start to actually ask questions about these things and look at them.
Authorities from Harford and New Haven admit that Harford at least has a lot more parking than it actually needs. David Panagor is an executive director at Park New Haven. He says a lot of cities are indeed moving towards not having a parking minimum, but developers are the ones who want to put in parking lots.
A surface parking lot is one of the lowest risk cash generators for any landowner. You don't have to build. You get people coming in every day, and they pay cash.
Neither Harford nor New Haven has an updated count of just how much parking there is. So both cities recently contracted with a consulting firm to do their own study to find out. They also want to estimate how much the demand for parking is likely to grow in the coming years so they can plan around it. They expect results by the end of the year. Alan Yu, WNPR News.